Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Casual Friday, which means I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo.
So when are you going to have my name put on the intro also?
I have to go back to production. I don't know if I can find the guys who did the original intro. Maybe it's time for us to change the intro anyway.
Well, you could have one specifically with my name on it.
Yeah, for Casual Friday. Maybe we'll do that. That's a great idea. That's a great idea. Then I don't have to say it's Casual Friday and I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo.
Yeah.
I can become more economical with my speech.
Yes, you can. So how are you today?
I'm fantastic. I'm going to be economical with my speech. I'm good.
So, real quick, I know that you are down some more weight.
Yes.
So you're doing the keto diet.
Yeah. I mean, I'm doing a 2-to-1 keto diet, which is, for every calorie I get from protein, I'm getting 2 calories from fat.
And you've lost 4 more pounds since last Friday.
I was 237 this morning, a solid 237 this morning when I went into the gym after I trained. I hadn't eaten because I trained fasted.
I trained fasted this morning.
A friend of ours said, oh, well, sure, he's losing weight fast. He's got a lot of weight to lose. And I couldn't believe I heard that because it's like, yeah, I got another 17 pounds to go, maybe 15, 16, 17 pounds to go to get where I want to be. But I'm going to be shredded. I'm going to be muscular. And I'm still going to be 220 pounds.
You also had a massage yesterday, and the massage therapist told you that you have a lot of muscle on your body.
I know. I think she was surprised because my hair is so gray, and then it's like I disrobe and I'm on the table, and I think that she didn't realize. She said my arms were heavy, and I said, that's funny. That's what my girlfriend says too, that my arms must weigh 15 pounds. And she left.
They're so
I think
heavy.
They do. Yeah.
So I feel validated.
Yes. All you little girls out there.
So Sunday is Valentine's Day.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. I like Valentine's Day.
So what are you going to give the one you love?
Oh, I can't tell you because then you'll tell her. You can't keep a secret.
So, how about Thrive Protein?
Yes, that's right. Thrive Love. Give the one you love Thrive Advanced Protein Supplement. You know,
if you haven't been to the website, go check out the website. It's got the science on the website. You can go just look at the supplement facts if you're not interested in reading the science. Go check it out.
Thrive, T-H-R-I-V, protein.com. You know, it's been real hard for me to get into the self-pimp mode, which I have to get comfortable with now that we have this protein powder, because I have to start talking about it more, and I don't.
You're going to have to travel around and sell it into vitamin shop and other places.
Yes. But I got to tell you something. There is so much right about this protein product that is only going to evolve it's going to show itself over time. But what is the only thing created by nature, in nature, that's designed to be food for humans?
Breast milk.
That's it. Everything else we have adapted to turn into food. Other animal flesh, eggs, you know, the things that grow out of the ground, they were not put here to be food for us. Any more than we're put here to be food for lions if we get stuck in the Serengeti, okay? But the one thing that all mammals have in common is that nature provides the single best food in the world to take a child and kick them into gear and make them grow and make them healthy and make them thrive. Make them thrive.
Don't just survive, thrive.
Yes. And this product is as closely tied to the framework of mother's milk as we possibly could do. Given a lot of limitations. And so it's just so clear and obvious to me that this is going to be a game changer in the protein field, in the category of protein powders. It's going to be a game changer. And I predict that's going to show up, and it's going to taste great too, you know. But, if you haven't checked this product out, you have to check it out. Give it a try. THRIVProtein.com.
Okay, so since Carl isn't eating any fruit right now, I bought some raspberries at Whole Foods yesterday. Mm-hmm. They were organic raspberries. Mm-hmm. They are so delicious.
Yeah.
So the reason why I wanted to talk about them, because Carl and I were talking about before the show that he said, well, maybe you should cut out your fruit because I do like fruit. So I said I had 10 raspberries with my yogurt and protein powder mm-hmm. post-workout this mm-hmm. morning. Mm-hmm. And so 10 raspberries is only 10 calories, and it's only 2.27 grams of carbs, but there's 1.24 grams of fiber.
Yeah, so it's like half fiber, yeah.
Right, so I know that they probably have more fiber than any other fruit.
Right.
So
right. And less sugar, too.
Less sugar, yeah.
So I guess if I was going to eat a fruit, then raspberries would be it.
They actually have...
I'm just off of fruit right now.
0.23 grams of protein in 10.
Oh, in, no.
That's what this says.
0.23. Oh, 0.23 grams.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay.
So anyway.
Yeah, no, I guess if I was going to eat fruit, it would be raspberries. That's the, I would make that concession. But I'm not eating, I'm staying away from
all. Are you getting fiber?
Yeah, I think I am.
From what?
From supplements that I'm taking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you needed to supplement with some fiber, the raspberries would be a good choice.
Yeah, absolutely.
They have some nice organic ones right now.
You know what really has a lot of fiber in it? I didn't ever knew it. It's those cacao.
Those cacao nibs.
Raw cacao nuts.
Nibs.
Well, they call them nibs. They break them up, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like 8 grams of fiber in 2 tablespoons of it. So, all right, sorry about that. I digress.
No, it's okay.
Okay, so what do you want to talk about next?
So let's revisit the Super Bowl. Did your team win?
Yeah, actually, my team won. I picked two teams that were in the Super Bowl, and one of them won. So technically, I won, yeah.
So
I know it was the Denver Broncos, right?
The Denver Broncos, yeah. Yes. Peyton Manning.
Yeah, so. And who was the other team?
The Panthers.
Yeah, and the only reason why I don't remember them is because I hear in the gym locker room that they're still talking about the Denver Broncos. So I just never paid attention to who the other team was.
So the MVP mm-hmm. of the game, his name is Von Miller.
Okay.
He's a linebacker. Guess what he does on the side? Besides when he's not playing football.
Ballet?
No. He's a chicken farmer.
Seriously?
He has a 3,000 square foot backyard, and it houses 40 to 50 birds.
Okay. I got to believe this guy is on an NFL team that just finished up at the Super Bowl. I got to believe this guy makes really, really good money. So I envision this guy's home in a really, really nice neighborhood where he can have a 3,000 square foot backyard. And now I'm imagining his neighbors looking over in his backyard and seeing 40 to 50 chickens running around.
Well, he's got 40 to 50 chickens, and his favorites are roosters. He actually has a tattoo of a rooster head on his arm.
Oh, wow. That's funny.
And so someone asked him how he got interested in poultry farming, and he said he needed 2 easy credits for the semester. And so he said, well, put me in the chicken class.
That's hilarious.
He said, at first I used to fall asleep. I was just not into the class. But my professor, he was a huge catalyst about why I'm so passionate about it now. He was just not going to settle for me sleeping through the class. After a while, I became more and more interested.
How cool is that?
I thought that was really cool. See how teachers make a difference?
Yeah, yeah. And so, and now, thanks to that teacher, his neighbors feel like they're living next door to the Beverly Hillbillies. Because he's got chickens running around the backyard. Roosters crowing early in the morning. Could you imagine the residential neighborhood and he's got a bunch of roosters and they're all yapping at 5 a.m. in the morning?
So they've got his Instagram pictures up here, and it says, caution, area patrolled by attack chicken.
That's funny. That's really funny.
So, and then he's got a picture of eggs that he's collected.
Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. I would, like I said, I would love to see if he has neighbors and what they think of his chickens. It would be funny.
Okay, so I saw this story about chicken wings.
Mm-hmm.
And it was going around Facebook. And it says...
It was actually shared over 24,000 times on Facebook alone.
It says, rat meat sold as chicken wings. FDA issues warning before Super Bowl. And according to the article, these chicken wings came in from China. And since they came in from a source that was recognized...
The USDA.
They didn't inspect them.
Right.
And they went out to restaurants and grocery stores and were sold as chicken wings. And in fact, they were really rat meat.
Okay. Ew. I'm glad I don't eat chicken wings at this point.
And I said to Carl, I'm certainly, because I occasionally like to have a chicken wing. I said, I'm certainly glad I didn't eat any chicken wings lately.
But we didn't go to any Super Bowl parties either, so we didn't even, we didn't have a chance to.
No, but I'm glad I didn't eat any. And then I was just so grossed out by reading this article. So then we checked the website. It was the only website
that had this story,
that was reporting this story.
Right.
And it's worldnewsdailyreport.com.
Right.
And it's a satire website.
It turns out to be a satire website. But think about this. They got this. This ad was, I'm looking, 26,200 times. 26,200 times this was shared on Facebook. So that means, do you know how many people don't bother to find out if it's a satirical website? They just go right, you know, boom. I mean, I'm even guilty of it sometimes, right? You get so swept away by some of these stories, like, oh my God, I got to share this on Facebook. And then you find out this is a spoof website.
Yes.
It's an entertainment website. But don't you think they should have to put on here somewhere that this is a satirical website?
I think that they should, yes.
Because...
Well, there's a disclaimer on here when it says about us. It's a disclaimer.
Where is that? Down at the bottom?
No, at the top. It says about us, and then it says it has a disclaimer. But, so you can't read everything that... You can't believe everything that you read on Facebook.
But look at their disclaimer. It says, disclaimer, news you can trust is the first thing it says. Then it goes on down to all the way at the bottom of the disclaimer to say that this website is for information and entertainment purposes only. But at the very top, it's got news you can trust. So they even keeping people guessing at that point.
But you know, think about it. Realistically, some rat meat being shipped from China
is believable.
It's not that far off. Tell the story about the girl.
So I have... My feet are just in such bad shape from dropping 45-pound plates on them for years, okay? We've all heard the stories about how I've dropped plates on my feet all the time. So I have to go once in a while and get a pedicure because some of my toenails are so mutilated, the nail beds have become so mutilated that they grow like looks like shillelaghs, like the wood that grows in the swamps in New Orleans, okay? And so I got to go, and there's this little Vietnamese girl that does my pedicure. And so we were talking about food the other day, and she said to me, because she still has family there, that the Vietnam is blocking all food coming in from China. And I said, really? Why? And she said, because the quality of food coming from China is very bad. And she gave me an example. She said that her grandmother went to make rice noodles, and you know, you throw them. You take the rice noodles and you throw them in a wok full of boiling oil and they pop, you know, they puff up like boom, like an afro, boom, they're all done. And so she said that when her grandmother did this, that some of the noodles caught fire and it smelled like burning plastic. So that was the first thing. Then she told me that the fish or fish products that were coming in from China were bad. They were sold after the code date. They just changed the date on, they sold them into Vietnam and people got sick. And she says, so they don't trust the food from China anymore. And now people in Vietnam, when they go shopping, they want to make sure, did this come from China? Because if it came from China, I'm not buying it. And so when you told me the story about the rat meat, I'm like, man, China's like poison in the world now. And I told you the story about the girl from Vietnam. So it's believable. That's the reason why people, 26,000 people passed it around, because it's believable.
Well, we talked about a story, I think it was maybe last year, where they were trying to pass off meat as fresh, and it was
years. Yeah, it was 11 years. It was in a freezer somewhere for 11 years.
Yes. Right?
It's, Oh, man. That's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
But those stories happen to be true. And so when you hear these stupid stories that you go, yeah, that's believable. It's from China, yeah. I feel sorry for people in China. Somebody told me that when Chinese people are shopping for produce and vegetables and stuff like that, they look for produce and vegetable that looks like it's been eaten by a bug, like a bug chewed on it, because they know it doesn't have any chemicals on it and that's safe to eat. Think about that. Think about that as the test for the produce and vegetables you're going to eat. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Spread on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep?
Oh, no.
It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors, a naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms, so sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated. Practitioner approved.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. Okay, so we want to talk about something else, kind of staying with the whole Super Bowl theme for a second longer, and talk about guacamole.
Yes.
A favorite of mine, except I put way too many jalapeno peppers in it this time.
Oh, it was really good. I enjoyed it.
It upset my...
We made homemade guacamole. It was so good.
You know what? It was really good. I think actually the problem was I ate an entire bag of macadamia nuts. It was like over 2,300 calories. I don't think it's just the fat. I think nuts, you know, they're just so rough on your stomach in general. I ate a whole bag of macadamia nuts, 2,300 calories in one sitting.
Oh, my. And then you had some guacamole,
I had the guacamole as well. And I don't think it was the guacamole that was the problem. I think it was the nuts.
So what does guacamole mean? Does it mean... Can I say it on the air?
Of course.
Testicle sauce?
Testicle sauce, because testicle is a very scientific term.
Is it?
Of course it is.
Okay. Avocado does derive from the word testicle.
Right. So the word avocado actually means testicle in Nahuatl. Okay.
Nahuatl.
So that's where the original avocado was named, because I guess it resembled the testicles of men.
Mm-hmm.
You must have had some big guys back then. Holy mackerel. So that mean guacamole means testicle sauce?
No. So mole is...
Also Nahuatl.
In fact, is sauce.
In Nahuatl. But in Latin, it means to grind, right?
In Spanish, it means to grind.
Right, okay. Oh, yeah, not Latin, the lost language. I meant like Latin American.
Oh, okay.
Spanish. Yeah.
I thought you meant the lost language.
Yeah, oh, sorry.
So it's not accurate to say that guacamole means testicle sauce, because in becoming the Spanish word aquacate, I don't know, okay, the original Nahuatl for avocado word lost its...
Oh, aguacate. Aguacate is in Spanish. That's how you say avocado, aguacate.
It lost its second meaning. Yeah.
Boy, growing up in Brooklyn really comes in handy.
Yes, it does. Growing up in Hooterville, as you call it.
All the different languages that I've learned over the years just to stay alive.
Okay, so there was a beer commercial on the Super Bowl.
Right.
It was a Michelob Ultra.
Right.
And their commercial was, presenting itself that you should drink a Michelob Ultra after a hard workout.
Was this also satirical, or was this like a real commercial that were really, really saying that?
No, brewed for those who go the extra mile.
Seriously?
Weighted back squats, battle ropes, boxing, and a lot of heavy breathing. So at first you thought you were watching the latest campaign from some big athletic brand.
Right.
But it was Michelob Ultra saying brewed for those who go the extra mile.
But are they suggesting that you have it post-workout? Are they saying...
No, they're suggesting you have it post-workout.
Oh, I mean, shame on them, first of all. That's just a terrible idea.
Michelob sneakily suggesting that a cold one is what your body needs after a kick...
A kick workout. Well, I mean, anybody who falls for that, I guess, you know, not everybody should be here. That's all.
So, I'm just reading on. It says that after exercise, we do need to rehydrate, but alcohol can be dehydrating.
Dangerous.
And also, consuming alcohol after getting into the gym can impair muscle growth and protein synthesis.
Bad idea.
So, drinking could interfere with your future workouts. Just don't do it.
I like that campaign. Crazy. They're crazy.
Okay, so I was on the treadmill the other day, and I saw a commercial for Pradaxa. And the commercial has a bunch of, like, illustration of veins.
But it looks more like piping, clear pipes, right?
Right, but it's veins. It's veins. And swimming through the veins are little goldfish or little colored fish swimming through the veins,
right,
which would lead one to believe that Pradaxa is fish oil because swimming through the veins.
I think they purposely use the fish to illustrate blood flow, because they're talking about blood thinning effects, because they're trying to leverage those people out there who take fish oil for blood thinning effects. Oh, Pradaxa must be like fish oil. It's just as harmless as fish oil. Of course.
Okay,
right.
So important information about, well, so Pradaxa is used to prevent platelets in your blood from sticking together and forming a blood clot. Just same thing that blood, that fish oil does.
Fish oil, niacin,
vitamin E,
ginger, all these things, vitamin E, all these things have that same effect.
Pradaxa is used to reduce the risk of stroke and blood clots in people who have a medical condition called atrial fibrillation. Okay, so you go down here and you look at some of the side effects of Pradaxa. Pradaxa can cause a very serious blood clot around your spinal cord if you undergo a spinal tap or receive spinal anesthesia.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, obviously, if you're going in for those procedures, they'll make you get off that drug. It's kind of odd that it causes a blood clot in some conditions, but when it, I know, because it's affecting the blood in some way.
But
there's a lot of healthy, natural antithrombotics out there. Like you said, fish oil is one of them.
I just thought it was a very misleading ad.
Yeah, they're trying to leverage the whole fish oil phenomenon, I bet. Subliminally, without actually coming out and saying, hey, don't take fish oil, take Pradaxa.
Mm-hmm.
It's very subliminal, yeah. Let's go ahead and take a break.
Okay.
We've got lots of great stories to cover, so stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday.
Makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage, promote joint mobility and flexibility, replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon
code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym?
You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Ice, ice, baby.
Welcome back. Ice, baby. Paula Abdul.
I haven't heard from her in a long time.
No. Let's give her a call.
Sure.
So let's talk about smudge sticks for a second.
Have you ever done any smudging?
Yeah, I actually have. When I lived in Las Vegas, I dated a girl who was like really, really big into metaphysics and stuff. In fact, there was a metaphysical store on Maryland Parkway, right between between Flamingo Road and Tropicana, and we used to go there all the time because she always wanted to buy books and crystals and. I even sat in on some of the lectures, you know, about the whole metaphysics thing and different energies and all that sort of stuff. And one of the things they love to do is smudge stick. So if you enter a house and you're worried about there being like negative energy, a smudge stick looks like, a giant Q-tip end made out of sage. It's long, it's tied together with string usually, like, to keep it all in like
I actually think they sell that at Whole Foods.
I think I've
seen it there before.
Yeah. I mean, you sell it a lot. And so usually you just leave them around the house. They smell nice. Sage smells nice. But you light it on fire, and then you kind of wave it around in a special way, and it kind of rids the area of negative energy. And then they'll smudge your aura. You know, like if someone's going to read your aura, first they'll get a smudge stick and they'll go around like the outline of your body with it. And then they'll look at you and that, you know, oh, we're going to clean your aura up first before we look at it. I mean, do I buy it? I don't know. It smells nice. It's kind of fun and whimsical to do that sort of stuff.
Well, I guess it's a Native American culture from the Native American cultures.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's medicinal herbs in the form of loose leaves are burned and the smoke is left to settle in the room. It's supposed to have it's supposed to cleanse the air also.
Well, the air itself, you mean? Or
it says here, the study conducted by researchers at the Department of Pharmacy and Pharmacology at the University of Witwatersrand.
Okay.
Found a 94% reduction in the bacterial count of a room that had been treated for 1 hour by smudging.
Wow. Wow. Well, okay, so I don't know if people realize it, but the plant that they use for this? The sage. Mm-hmm. Looks very similar to and smells a lot like marijuana. I wonder if filling a room with marijuana would have the same effect.
Pollution affects the quality of the air inside, of the air outside, I'm sorry. The United States Environmental Protection Agency has done considerable research on how the quality of our indoor air has been affected.
Yes, yes.
They found that health problems arise as a result from reduction in indoor quality due to climate change.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Climate change. That's the reason. Indoor air quality is being affected by climate change now. Yeah, maybe because people have to keep their windows closed more often. But it's in the cold weather that they keep their windows closed more often. I mean, in the warmer weather, until it gets to August, you know, people keep windows open and don't your power bill drops because you don't have your air conditioner or your heater running.
If it's going to reduce bacterial count, though, I'd say it's worth it.
Yeah, it smells. I mean, it smells like somebody burnt something in your house.
I wonder if that smoke is good for you to breathe, to inhale.
Well, any particulate matter that you inhale, whether it comes from a candle or a smudge stick, is not good for you. So, you know, I mean, there's got to be, you know what? If people would open their windows and open some doors for 15, 20 minutes every 3 or 4 days, you'll keep the indoor air quality really good.
Well, you can't do that in the wintertime.
Yes, you can. It just gets cold.
No, you can't.
Okay, you can.
Okay, so you want to talk about a burial pod?
Yes. Oh, yes. I love talking about death and burying. That's my favorite topic.
Okay, so these are organic burial pods. It says, forget coffins. These organic burial pods will turn you into a tree when you die.
Yeah, that's nice.
Isn't that interesting?
I want to become a car.
So it's a picture of, it looks like a potato.
Right.
Encapsulated, and then there's a tree growing out of it.
Yeah, so you, as your body breaks down, it becomes the nitrogen and fertilizer and everything else for the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And so you actually do end up in the tree in theory.
It's an eco-friendly type coffin, if you will.
But here's the problem with this, right? Okay, a long time ago, they passed a law that people couldn't bury people on their own land unless there was certain requirements met. Because back in the day, you buried your people on your land. You know what I mean? Lots of homes had their own little cemeteries out in the back where they buried people.
Like a family of people.
Mm-hmm. You can't do that anymore. So you're basically going to use this where? In a cemetery. So you have to pay to buy a plot to put yourself in.
You have to pay to buy a plot to put a coffin in.
I understand, but they're not going to let you put this pod in the ground. They want you sealed up in a concrete tomb so that you don't break down and make your way into the earth. You realize that, right? Nobody goes into the ground anymore. You go into a box that goes into a concrete tomb that's sealed, and then you go down in that. And a lot of those tombs are
why do they do that?
Because they don't want, because of the toxicity of having thousands of bodies rotting into the ground. You see?
So here they're saying that once a number of trees are planted, a memory forest gives mourners a beautiful way to visit and honor loved ones.
But they're gonna have to find a piece of land someplace in the Adirondacks where people don't mind this going on, and the local government says, oh yeah, no, you're not gonna create some sort of toxic overload in the soil over there that's going to end up affecting the people around the cemetery. This is going to have to go out. I mean, you're going to have to go out to someplace, you know, desolate to get that on, I predict.
It would be kind of cool if someone opened a memorial forest instead of a cemetery, mm-hmm, and planted people in the memorial forest.
Yeah. Come to think of it, maybe the pod doesn't let anything out. Maybe you stay in and and that might work then in a cemetery if they meet those requirements. But I want to leave my body to science. I really, really do. I want them to look at my brain and my organs and all that sort of stuff, and I'll document my journey of all the things that I've experimented with and done and how I lived. And I would love for them to learn something from my body instead of just putting it in the ground and letting it become topsoil someday.
So this is what it says. The Capsula Project uses an organic renewable materials to create 8 egg-shaped burial pods. A loved one's remains are folded into the fetal position, mm-hmm, placed into the capsula, and planted into the soil like a seed. Then a beautiful tree, which contains, customers choose themselves, mm-hmm, is planted on top.
Mm-hmm.
As the biodegradable casing breaks down, its contents nourish a sapling above
it. Yeah, see, this isn't going to work in a cemetery. They're not going to let you put this in a cemetery. That answers the question. The cemeteries today, and you can do your research and see if I'm lying, all caskets go into a tomb. They don't want those bodies breaking down and leaching into the soil.
Well, what are they leaching?
Well, okay, anytime you have a mass burial area, you run the risk of some sort of toxic overload, because we weren't designed, the planet wasn't set up and civilization wasn't designed where we would only bury everybody in this 6-acre area. We have hundreds of thousands, but you usually died and you were absorbed where you fell. right? That's how the planet used to be. Like right now, there's animals in the wild that are dying, and they're dying in mid-step, going someplace, and they're rotting, and they're going into the soil.
You guys should see Carl's hands. They're going a mile a minute right now while he's talking.
Well, you know, it's like, I mean, this is a social construct, you know, cemeteries. Oh no, we've got to bury everybody on top of each other, stack them three deep and six high, and put them all on this small 1.5 acre piece of land because that's how it's sacred. And so when you start doing things like that, it's a game changer. You can't have all those dead bodies rotting at the same time in the same place.
Okay.
So this is never going to see a traditional cemetery. They're going to have to come up with their own, you know, cemetery.
A memorial forest, as I just said.
Yeah, but where's that memorial forest going to be placed? It's not going to be placed in the vicinity of other people where they're living in homes and in subdivisions. I guarantee
it. I find it very ironic that everybody's concerned about that toxic overload, but the soil is so loaded with toxins anyway.
Yeah, well, that's different.
How is that different?
Well, I don't have any proof of this. The people that are in the business of burying people have gone and lobbied and says, hey, you can't let people just plant their people wherever they want. You got to put them in these areas here where we can control the breakdown and make sure. Because there's people that are buried with diseases, right? And those diseases can become airborne if what's in them is coming out. And so I'm sure that the industry that governs the whole cemetery burial business, they have a hand in that.
Okay, so this leads me to the next story.
Really?
Yes.
That was unplanned. Okay.
Urban gardening.
There you go.
And all the toxins that are in the environment, and of course they're in the soil as well.
Yes. Yes. And now add to that Uncle Joe. We buried him in the front yard. Now we're planting rutabagas, and we're going to eat the rutabagas. You know, I mean.
The greater concentrations of people and pollution can have adverse effects on soil for urban gardening.
Never mind the soil itself, but just the fact that you're growing something and there's like hundreds of cars passing and there's dirty air coming down and there's particulate matter from the factory over there raining down.
Do you remember the story we talked about? Oh, I don't remember, not too long ago. Within 6 months, I think, the blue potatoes that were being grown in plastic crates at the airport.
Yes.
What, was it JetBlue?
Yes.
Yeah, JetBlue. Yeah. And then they were making nacho chips or no? What
potato
were they?
Chips? Potatoes.
I'm sorry. Potato chips. Nachos are made of corn.
Yeah, yeah. Potato chips
out of them.
And we were saying, yeah, all the pollution from the jets is just settling down on those, and we're going to feed that to people. Exactly.
But so they're making corn chips. I mean,
potato chips. You must really want corn chips, don't you?
So they're making potato chips and serving it to their customers on flight.
Yeah, right. With high-octane potato chips.
High-octane. So anyway, so the most common contaminants in in soil, I did not have a drink before the show.
I
promise.
Did you drink?
I went to the gym.
Okay.
The most common contaminants in soil are lead and other heavy metals like arsenic and copper.
Well, guess where that stuff comes from? The tailpipes of cars. I mean, not the lead anymore because they took lead out of gas for that reason, because the lead accumulation in the air from burnt fossil fuel. But there are other metals that are coming out of fossil fuels that are going right into the soil and right on those plants.
What about PAHs, polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons?
I don't know what those are, but it sounds like they come out of spray cans to me.
They come from a wide variety of places, including paint,
uh-huh,
fuel emissions.
Okay.
So think about those potatoes,
yeah,
the fuel emissions, treatments in wood, sewage, and pesticides.
There you go. I mean, is it a good idea to grow your vegetables in an urban environment? I don't know. That jury is out as far as I'm concerned. Just like the JetBlue potatoes. I would never eat one of those potatoes. You'd have to be an idiot to eat one of those potatoes. With all the particulate matter raining down out of the sky every time a jet takes off? That sounds good to me.
And then what about like the soil if you're gardening? Because you inhale it, you touch it, even if you put gloves on, you're still going to be breathing it in.
Yeah, so if you're working in the soil, you're probably getting exposed to a lot of that stuff right there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll be right back.
I don't feel like I'm
something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Michael's naturopathic programs feature synergistically complete targeted formulas that utilize the healing power of nature, nourish the specific systems, treat the whole person, and do no harm. They are designed to give results, like Michael's popular Adrenal Extra, known as Energy Support, which is ideal for people with stressful lifestyles. It contains nutrients that support energy processes in the body, complemented with herbs. Michael's naturopathic programs are available at local health food stores or on the web at michaelshealth.com.
The category killer is back, Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Made by Hemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in 2 great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Now I want to see if you can rock my beat. Now,
you know what this sounds? This sounds like Chris Rock to me.
Did you see his commercial in the Super Bowl? It was a Hyundai commercial.
No.
Where his daughter was going out on a date, and he like followed them around, and he showed up at the fair. And,
it was Chris Rock? No, that wasn't Chris Rock.
Oh no, that was Kevin Hart.
Yeah, Kevin Hart.
I'm sorry. Man,
you get all the funny black guys confused.
You'd
Lisa.
Think I had a drink before this show.
That's okay. You're doing good. All right. So anyway, what do you want to talk about first? I know what you want to talk about first.
What?
This article that you found that's titled "The Massive Fitness Trend That Is Bad for You." So let's talk about that.
Okay. So it says that it's a trend that has a symptom of a much larger disease, we live in a culture obsessed with aggression, and it's found its way into every facet of our life.
You know what?
Even our workouts.
I got a problem with her right now. I mean, I like this article. I didn't read the whole thing. But that for some reason, aggression is a negative today. And aggression is not a negative. Misplaced and misused aggression is. But being aggressive during a workout, that's acceptable. Being aggressive when you are disciplining your child, probably not. Being aggressive when it comes to getting a job done, absolutely essential to success. So we have to be careful not to all of a sudden, because this is my problem with the country. You know, oh, you got to be this sensitive, passive person in order to be accepted today. Aggression is a good thing when it's put in the right place at the right time. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. So any serious athlete knows that rest, recovery, and periodization, smartly modifying intensity based on goals, performance, and ability are absolutely crucial to optimal performance. And I agree with that.
Yeah, I agree 1,000%. Yeah.
Why do you agree with them?
Because you can't make progress if you don't do those things. You got to look at your endpoints. Is your goal, we've actually talked about this on the show before, is your goal to make progress, or is your goal to beat yourself into the ground until you fall apart?
So when I just got back into training again after my whole cyst episode thing, I went gung-ho and I started like doing my...
Everything like just when you left off.
Yeah, running sprints and just doing, you know, way too much.
And I said to you...
I needed to back off because then I didn't pull a muscle, but I have a strain in one of my glute muscles.
Right.
From overtraining. From overtraining.
Right.
So I cut it back to training every other day.
Right.
And I'm recovering better. I'm sleeping better.
Right.
And I feel so much better in the gym right now. Now, I'm going to add a day into it back in next week.
Why?
Because I feel so good.
No, why? See, that's the mistake. But feel good for a few weeks before you take it up to the next notch. Most people feel good. The next day, they go, oh, I felt great today. I'm going to go beat myself to death tomorrow. So stay with this routine for at least another week, maybe two, and then start bumping it up.
And it goes back to, for at least for us, because we are not, I guess we're middle-aged. Is that what you call us?
Who you call middle-aged?
Well, I mean, I'm saying like, you know, it takes longer to recover. So you have to do things like, I don't know if it's take Epsom bath salts or get massages or whatever it is to help out with your recovery.
Right.
And, of course, eating properly.
But also time off.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing more valuable than time off. But anyway, so what she's writing about is CrossFit.
Exhaustion is not a status symbol, she says, right. And I agree with that, don't you?
To a degree.
She says, we're working and training ourselves to death. We're bombarded with the message that to be successful, we must work overtime, sacrifice our health, friends, even happiness and sanity to achieve what we want.
I disagree with the sacrifice our health part with her. See, you do have to go after things in life.
Yes, you have to, or else you're not going to get it.
Yes, and this goes hand in hand with the aggression thing. See, she's taking an interesting concept, but she's trying to make it appeal to too many people. Some of the people that she's trying to appeal to are the people who don't work hard at all at anything, and they're going, see, I knew I was doing the right thing by being a sluggo, because she's telling me that I'm doing the right thing. There, you know, nothing is that black and white. I say it's good to go into the gym and crash once in a while. You know, go in there and go for it. Go for your one rep max and train with a high volume and feel good and then back it back down again. The idea that anytime you do that is wrong is a mistake. Because in order to make progress, you constantly have to be pushing the envelope intelligently. With a certain system and goal in mind. But if you're not pushing the envelope, you're like friends of ours who go to the gym and they've been doing the same workout for 30 years. And they just sit there and they go, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, now I'll sit here for 3 minutes and 1, 2, 3. And then never pushing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So once again, the problem.
So there's a fine line.
Yes.
There's a fine line of how hard you push yourself.
Because the word that she's missing out on is progression. Your workouts should be progressing. You should be getting stronger or gaining greater endurance. But you don't do it stupidly. You don't go out there and just throw yourself into a workout that you don't belong in and do it until you hurt yourself.
So she's talking about options. One of them is to decide that learning about the body and what it takes to nourish, strengthen, and heal is a lifelong process, adventure, exploration, and privilege, not a burdensome obligation nor a military operation.
I agree with that.
There are plenty of people who love dancing and dancing their way to a new body.
That's a good one if you want to dance, sure.
Others get a deep satisfaction out of practicing martial arts.
That's good. Any kind of activity.
And then there are the yogis who use movement as a way to manifest their body's greatness.
Yeah. I agree. Whatever you do, you should love it. Whatever you do in order to engage in everything she just mentioned is physical culture, karate, you know, gymnastics, yoga. It's
dance.
All physical culture. Whatever your journey is in physical culture, pick what you love to do and do it. I agree. But always be trying to progress. If it's yoga, try to hold the pose longer. I mean, there should always be progression, because if you're progressing, you're becoming stronger. And I've said it on this show 1,000 times. Stronger is younger. When we look at youth, we look at robust strength, endurance, all those great qualities that we think of youth. When we look at age, we look at frailty, weakness, feeble-mindedness, all those things we think of. So if you're getting stronger, if you're able to hold your poses longer, if you're able to lift more weights for more reps, if you're able to...
If you're able to run a little bit longer and then stop them...
Or sprint faster... As long as you're progressing, you are pushing back time. You are becoming younger, because stronger is younger.
Utes.
Ute. That's right, these utes. What did I say recently, somebody, and I said I sounded like I belonged on my cousin Vinny.
My cousin, I don't know, but he was saying utes.
Utes.
I was surprised you didn't say utes.
Utes. Utes. We have to take a break, utes.
Okay.
You want to talk about this anymore? Or?
No, we're done. When we come back out of the break, I want to talk about vitamin D and vitamin B.
Oh, yeah. Okay. A, B, C, D, B, D, D.
E, F, G.
All right, we're going to take a break. Stay with us, please. We'll be right back.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils, high-end CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web. The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles. And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all 4 forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. So what do you want to talk about first, Elisa Profumo?
So I found an interesting article where a doctor is talking about he's treating patients who have disease because of abnormal sleep cycles. Mm-hmm. That they're not getting the sleep that they need.
Uh-huh.
And what he found was that they all had vitamin D deficiency.
Right.
And it turned out that not only was the vitamin D deficient, the vitamin D deficiency was causing a vitamin B deficiency,
right,
in the intestines.
Right. Because most of us make a lot of the B vitamins in our gut.
In fact, pernicious anemia
is the result of the lining of the stomach missing something called intrinsic factor, which helps to make and biosynthesizes and helps with the absorption of B12. And so, and like people who drink a lot of alcohol,
they don't absorb vitamin B.
Yeah, because it kills the intrinsic factor, which was interesting. Someone posted something the other day about what is alcohol doing to our microbes.
I read that article. That was good.
And what have I been saying? Look, we use alcohol in a lab to create an aseptic environment, to kill bacteria, to kill microbes. Then we drink alcohol and we don't think it's disrupting the microbes in our gut.
But it is.
Of course it is. Alcohol kills microbes. But anyway, alcoholics are notorious for killing off the intrinsic factor in the gut and being severely B12 deficient, which leads to neurological disorders and a variety of other things.
Well, and here he's talking about how neurological problems are caused by non-restorative sleep.
Yeah.
Non-restorative sleep is caused from not enough vitamin D
during the day. Here's some theories on D, since I've created a vitamin D supplement that we're reintroducing. And interestingly enough, this article talks about vitamin D not from your diet, but from the sun. Because of the importance of getting
your
vitamin
skin.
D through your skin. Okay, so, but that's not why we're talking about it. It wasn't to pimp Primal D.
No.
But one, you know, I've done a lot of vitamin D research as a result of the development of Primal D. Vitamin D directly influences the microbes in your gut. Vitamin D is a hormone. Vitamin D is a daytime hormone. You have to think of vitamin D as the reciprocal of melatonin. We produce melatonin when it starts getting dark out. We produce or synthesize vitamin D in the skin when we're out in the sun, which is in the daytime. Taking vitamin D late at night is as silly as taking melatonin immediately after waking up in the morning. So vitamin D traditionally is produced in the skin
and the response to sunlight, take your vitamin D in the daytime. Don't take it late at night because it's a hormone and it has feedback loop effects just like melatonin does that helps you sleep at night.
So I just want to read a little bit about this. Vitamin D deficiency leads to a change in the intestinal bacteria populations that make and supply us with 8 B vitamins.
Right.
The B vitamins never came from our food. They've always been supplied in the daily doses that we need by the bacteria we carried in our intestines. You wouldn't think, I mean, who would have thought that vitamin D played a role in vitamin B?
Right.
The healthy bacteria need our vitamin D to thrive. When we don't have enough, we don't pass down D to the bacteria, and unhealthy bacteria who don't make B vitamins replace our healthy bacteria.
Right. And so you said who would ever think that vitamin D
So
would
vitamin
affect-
D deficiency causes secondary B vitamin deficiencies.
Right. So you just said, well, who would think that vitamin D would affect another vitamin, vitamin B? But you have to remember, vitamin D is not a vitamin. It is a hormone. It's a cholesterol-based hormone, just like testosterone, just like estrogen, just like DHEA, just like oxytocin. Okay?
Okay.
The reason I say that is because what we have learned over the years is that the microbes in our gut and the hormones our body produce have some sort of symbiotic relationship. We don't know whether one affects the other or vice versa at this point in time, but what I can tell you is that when they started giving those rats the L-Roteri that ended up making them more youthful, they noticed that their oxytocin levels started to rise. They did some research and they found out that when you gave the rats the oxytocin, L-Roteri started to form in the gut to a greater degree. So you have a chicken and egg discussion, but what we do know is hormones and microbes affect each other. They're friends. They get along and they influence the population of one over the other.
Patients who have fibromyalgia or arthritis or autoimmune disease are already severely B5 deficient even before their vitamin B D deficiency is detected.
So let me ask you a question. If you had a guess, what would you think happens through age? Do you think our hormones drop and then our gut goes bad, or do you think our gut goes bad and then our hormones drop?
Probably the gut goes bad and then the hormones drop.
I'm starting to wonder if that's not the case, because you have so many people that they stay healthy and have relatively youthful hormone levels as they age. And you have to wonder if it's because of the diversity and the diversity, but also the health of the microbes in their gut.
There's a reason why when you go out into the sun, you feel so good.
Yes. You know what it is? It's called the melanocortin system. So, and that's why darker skinned people typically feel a lot better being out in the sun than lighter skinned people, because we produce a lot more of the melanocortin hormones. Guess what two of the melanocortin hormones are?
What?
Melanotan, two. Okay.
Like the kind that you can get to inject?
Yeah. Your body produces that hormone naturally in response to sun exposure. But the portion of the melanotan amino acid chain that is known to be an aphrodisiac, I can't think of the name of it right now. Probably somebody will email me. But you talk about feeling good. What's better feeling than feeling in the mood for love? Mm-hmm. Sun does that to you. Think about that.
You better get out in the sun on Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday and Monday and Tuesday. Well, let's move to Florida. Come on.
Okay, I just want to read this. This is very interesting. In the summer, as we have more sun exposure, our D levels climb to 80 nanograms.
Right.
We eat more calories but store less. The high D message is, it's summertime. It's time to build our strength.
Mm-hmm.
We turn more of our calories to building stronger bodies. We sleep less. In the winter, the low D message is sleep longer, put on fat to survive the winter.
Yes.
So my question is when we use Primal D because it's absorbed through the
skin. It's more like getting D in the sun.
It's more like getting D in the sun. Yeah. So in effect, our bodies will
recognize it that way.
Recognize it and not be in the low D, sleep
right.
longer, put on fat.
And if you listen to Dr. Stephanie Seneff, she says that taking oral vitamin D does not do the same things as vitamin D that originates in the skin, either through sun exposure or through primal D. Because getting it through your gut and into the liver first, that's not the way the body normally gets it. And she says that it actually can displace the effects of vitamin D produced in the skin by sun. So there's a lot of good research on D out there right now, but my bet is that when it comes through the skin, it's treated much differently in the body. And we will have the new Primal D very shortly.
Pretty soon, within the next
couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I think we were going to try to introduce it right after the Arnold, just because there's so much going on for the Arnold.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we're going to reintroduce it right after the Arnold.
Oh, good.
So I'm excited about that.
Me too.
Do you want to take a break now? You want to go to another story?
No, let's take a break now.
Okay.
And then when we come back, I want to talk about a farmer, a Kentucky farmer, actually, who the FDA wants to put in jail for 48 years.
And you're going to tell us why?
For making salves.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like low cream salves?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got to hear this. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all 4 forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Hi, my name is...
What?
My name is...
Who?
My name is...
Chicka's name, Sadie.
Hi,
welcome
my
back.
Name is...
What?
My name is...
Who?
Oh, wait
my
for
name
it.
Is...
Chicka's name, Sadie.
Hi, my name is...
What?
My name is...
Ticka ticka tick, Slim Shady.
So,
Elisa's pissed off at the FDA.
Well, I am. This guy, he makes salves out of chickweed,
right?
And he uses them for a host of skin conditions. Include he sells them to the public for allergic reactions, allergic rashes, psoriasis, poison oak, and even some skin cancers.
Right.
So I guess the FDA, about 12 years ago, came after him for making claims.
Skin cancer, you said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where he crossed the line. He was fine until he added that to his repertoire of what this is good for. The second he does that, you can't say your product is good for diabetics. You can't say your product is good for cancer. Those are two hugely profitable.
Well, so
he changed
the name and he started calling it chickweed healing salve. So then he got in trouble for calling it healing, right. And he changed it to chickweed salve and took the healing out of it.
Right.
Well, 4 years ago, I guess a small convenience store in Missouri carried the product. And a health official went in there from the health department and saw the product. And there was a customer testimonial about the product. So they took issue with that.
Do you know what the customer testimonial was about? Was it like, oh, I cured my cancer? Or was it, you don't know. Okay. All right.
According to the FDA's 2012 announcement, they requested the seizure because the product claimed to treat or cure diseases but have not received FDA approval and are not exempt from such approval requirements.
Right.
Moreover, the seizure products contain ingredients that could cause toxic or allergic reactions in consumers sensitive to these ingredients.
See, here's where he went wrong, okay? Life Extension Foundation has created the exact proper template for the right way to do this, and this guy created the exact opposite, the wrong template, right? So you don't say anything that your product does, number one. You don't say it heals, you don't say it cures, you don't say it's good for, you don't say any of that. So you just call it chickweed salve, right?
Mm-hmm.
You make no claims whatsoever. Then testimonials are inconsequential. I'm not making any claims. That's what they're saying. Go after that person. See, Life Extension Foundation does two things. They create a supplement. They don't put anything on the bottle of the supplement that says that it does anything. All it says is, this is what it is, purity, what a dose is. That's it, right? And see your doctor before you take this or any other supplement. Then they publish an article. They publish an article. So let's say that this supplement is called ABC1. It's a new supplement. They published an article about research done on ABC1 and all the great things that ABC1 does. Then on the next page, they have an ad for this product. Makes no claims on the page. Just says, here's ABC1. Buy it, don't buy it. That's the way you have to do it.
Okay, but my problem is this. So when they seized his product from the Missouri convenience store, mm-hmm. which was in 2012, they said they did so because they were responding to a consumer complaint regarding the product, chickweed healing salve, and claims in pamphlets that stated it helped treat skin cancer.
That's what I said.
But they were responding to a consumer complaint.
Right.
So when they get consumer complaints from Merck products, why don't they go take all those off the shelves?
Yeah, it's a big difference because what's this guy's name? Ed Hobson? What's his name?
Gerard.
Because Gerard isn't paying $1 million per application to the FDA. That's why.
He said that he has 50 to 60 written testimonials on how chickweed help their skin cancer.
But he can't make those claims. Look, I like Gerard. Gerard sounds like a really nice guy, but you have to be smart,
he
Gerard.
He lives in Kentucky.
I know.
You can go see him.
Maybe he's listening. You have to be smart, Gerard. You have to learn how to work within the nine dots. You'll still be able to do all the great things for people you want to do, and you'll still be able to sell your product.
So he had two agents come to his farm in 2013. They sat on his porch and worked out a verbal agreement.
Uh-huh.
So the agents were to come back when he was in the production phase, and they were going to search and, you know, check everything out and make sure he was doing what he was supposed to be doing.
Right, right.
So they came back a few weeks later, as agreed upon, but part of the agreement was because he's Amish, they were not allowed to take pictures because they have an aversion to cameras.
Yeah, I know. It'll steal your soul. Yeah.
Well, the first thing they did was they started taking photos. So he kicked them off his land.
Mm-hmm.
And so they came back again with sheriffs and they were going to arrest him.
Well, okay, but look. I respect him being an Amish person, but he's not doing business in Amish land. He's doing business in the United States of America, and he has to abide by laws that govern businesses. If he was afraid of the camera, he should have ran out of the barn and let them take all the pictures they want.
Told him they weren't going to take pictures.
But it doesn't matter. It's the law. They have to take those pictures and probably submit them that they did their due diligence and they looked at the processing.
But 48 years in prison for this?
Well, it's got to be more than this. It's got to be multiple. He's being charged with multiple counts that if he loses to all of them and you add all the time up, it's 48 years in prison.
Well, that's ridiculous. 48 years in prison.
He needs to just go back and do what they said that they wanted to do and let them take the pictures and go on and do business.
He's got 12 indictments against him.
That's it. See? That's what I said. So if you accumulate all the time, each individual indictment is worth, it comes to 48 years.
It says that he threatened a witness who was testifying in the grand jury investigation, and it wasn't clear who he threatened or what was threatened, what he said that was threatening.
You know what? He could have avoided all of this. All of this
could
have been avoided.
Well, I disagree with you. I think that they're coming down hard on him for no reason at all.
I think they're coming down hard on him, but he had a couple opportunities to just make this straight. He could have taken off any claims. He didn't have to fight
them. Why don't they send the person at Merck to prison for 48 years?
Because Merck pays millions and millions of dollars to political campaigns and politicians and the Clinton Foundation and everybody else. They pay the right people so that they don't have to go to jail when they hurt people. That's the truth.
Did you just say the Clinton Foundation?
Yeah, Clinton Foundation. They said $2 billion has been funneled through the Clinton Foundation from pharmaceutical companies, investment firms, banks, and so on. So that's the way that the Clintons are getting the money. In other words, instead of making a donation, you can't make Merck can't make a donation to Hillary Clinton's campaign. That you can't do that. But he can give they can give $100 million to the Clinton Foundation.
Interesting.
I mean, it's just it's all baloney.
Well, the FDA needs to go pick on somebody else.
Their own size.
Yes.
Pick on somebody your own size.
Okay, so switching up, I want to talk about eating in moderation.
Yes, because that's the secret to we met somebody recently and told us, well, it's all about eating in moderation. You can eat everything just in moderation.
Do you believe that?
No, who's doing the moderating? People are going to moderate whatever satisfies them. They're not going to do anything else.
Dr. David Ludwig, who is a Harvard Medical School nutrition and obesity expert, actually wrote a book about this, and it's called Always Hungry. He calls eating in moderation useless.
Yeah, yeah.
There are some things that you can eat a lot of, like olive oil, nuts, and avocado, which is what you're eating right now, and others that you can't, mm-hmm. like hot dogs and French fries.
Yeah, because that's junk. Eating junk in moderation is still junk.
I just read that I think Burger King is going to start carrying hot dogs.
Really?
That's hot dogs are disgusting.
Now, aren't they a Canadian company now, Burger King? Yeah.
I think so.
So, interestingly enough, this person who said, wonderful woman, really, really nice woman. So she was talking about diet, and she said, well, when I lost all my weight, all I did was eat in moderation. And I looked at Elisa, because this woman is clearly really, 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 really overweight right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I looked at Elisa, and Elisa looked at me, and then the woman followed up with, but I did put all the weight back on. Because yes. She wanted us to know that that wasn't her, like, oh, yeah, here I am. I'm an example of what eating in moderation does. So clearly eating in moderation didn't work for her because she ended up putting all the weight back on.
So there was a published study in the New England Journal of Medicine that gave a group of 7,000 people at risk for heart disease either a Mediterranean diet with lots of olive oil,
mm-hmm.
nuts, lots of olive oil, a Mediterranean diet with lots of nuts, or advice to eat a low-fat diet as a control.
Right.
The researchers actually had to stop the study early because the rates of heart disease dropped so low in the groups eating lots of healthy fats that Ludwig said it would have been unethical to keep the control group eating the low-fat diet.
Yeah, because they were hurting themselves, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
The results suggested that eating especially healthy foods like olive oil and nuts in moderation was not enough. There are some foods that we need to pile on.
Yeah.
And others we should cut back on. And there are so many, you know, women who believe that they cannot eat fat.
And they have no idea how damaging that is. I mean, I had a great conversation with Ron Pena the other day, and we were talking about, you know, some of the things that have happened over the decades. And I said, you know, the greatest harm that our government did was to reinforce this low-fat lifestyle.
I can remember when I was younger going to the grocery store and buying low-fat food, specifically looking for low-fat foods.
Yes, because they told us it was healthier. In the 70s, it really started really crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's when meat got bad for you and everything else. And now we're finding out that the lack of fat in our diet has probably had some linkage to at least 50% of the diseases we suffer from today.
I was at the gym working out the other day, and some girl that I speak to periodically, she came up to me and she said, I had my hair in a ponytail, but she said, your hair looks so beautiful and shiny. She
right.
said, what do you do for it?
Right.
And I said, well, I eat fat. I said, because she said, you know, she told me her hair was getting dried out and she didn't know what to do about mm-hmm. it. I said, do you eat fat?
Yeah.
And she said, not much. I said, well, maybe you should add some fat back into your diet.
Well, I don't know if you've ever done, did you have dogs when you were young?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So my father, we had a dog named Friday. He was named after Friday, the detective on Dragnet. He was named because he was a puppy from a detective's dog. So we named him Friday after the detective in Dragnet. Well, every now and then my father would look at the dog and he'd go to me, go crack a couple raw eggs and put them in his dish. Cause Friday ate dog food. You know, he ate the food that we bought like in the bag. Cause that's back then in the 60s. That's when your Purina puppy chow and all those things started coming out. Oh, this is better for your dog.
Mm-hmm.
And so one time I asked him, I says, Dad, why do you feed Friday raw eggs? He says, because when his coat gets dull, his hair gets dull, he doesn't have enough fat in his diet. He says, and raw eggs have fat and cholesterol. It's the best thing to produce a shiny coat on a dog. And I'm thinking to myself now, and I'm looking back, and I'm thinking, you know, we have people that have dry skin, and they have all these dermal problems, and their hair's dry, and their eyebrows are falling out. And then you ask them, so, you know, I eat low fat. I don't eat any fat. Fat's bad for you. It's like they have been given this mismessage by our government. Governments have no business telling people how to eat. They don't know how to eat. Now, decades have gone by where people have been eating low fat. You're accumulating more toxins in your body when you don't have enough fat in your diet to carry some of the toxins out. For some reason, toxins seem to have an affinity to fat. So if there's no fat going through your digestive system where the toxin can ride the train out, it's going to get stored in your fat cells in your body.
I have two stories I want to tell real quick. I'll never forget a friend of mine was at our house, and she was eating like something with a ton of sugar in it for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And She was talking about how she had high cholesterol, and her doctor told her to quit eating full-fat cheeses because that's what her problem was.
She had just finished an entire bowl of ambrosia that was left over from a party the night before.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she was going to town, and there was a ton of sugar in it, and it was just...
It was disgusting.
Yeah, and she's talking about her cholesterol and how her doctor told her to stop eating cheese that was full fat cheese because that's where her cholesterol's come from. And after she left, I said to you, her cholesterol is high because of all the sugar she eats, and she did.
And plus, she drinks a lot.
She used to complain to you. She told you she loves candy. She loves
muffins.
Oh, well,
she would go buy muffins at these one of those muffin stores,
like the big muffins.
The big muffins. She ate like in one night a dozen of them.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Think about that. And that's where her cholesterol was coming from.
Yeah. And then the other is a friend of mine who, like, I'll go to breakfast with, and she'll order skim milk. And I just read an article about
Harvard study said that people stop drinking low-fat milk.
Yes.
It's hurting you.
Yes.
They must have read the blog that Alex wrote about full-fat, non-homogenized milk being the healthiest. Oh, my God. Go figure.
You've been talking about raw milk for...
I know.
How long now?
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me the milk that comes out of the cow, just the way it comes out of the cow, is healthier than pushing it through a molecular sieve and breaking down the fat so you don't have to shake it back up every time you drink it? Because people are too friggin' lazy to shake their milk. They don't want the fat to stay in there all the time and not separate. You mean that's not healthier than just drinking it right out of the cow? Well, I'll be...
You sound like Andy.
I am Andy. Stay tuned. Andy will be right back.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. Can-See Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep?
No.
It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors, a naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms, so sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated. Practitioner approved.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Hey, we have a huge celebrity coming to Superhuman Radio soon. I can't tell you who it is.
I'm so excited. Can I be in the studio?
He's not going to be here with me.
Well, I could be.
I'll fly you to L.A. so you could be with him there in L.A. while I do the show from here.
Okay.
That sound good?
That sounds like a plan.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so I want to talk a little bit more. Last week we talked about vaccines. And I want to talk about the Gardasil. If you guys recall, they've lowered the age from 11 years old to now for nine-year-olds.
I know.
Males and females. Right. Nine-year-old.
Right. Like, what nine-year-old's having sex, first of all? You know what? I want to meet that nine-year-old. I want to, because maybe I should have started younger, too. I don't know.
So, back in 2009, I have an article that Paul Adelke sent to me.
Yeah.
Thank you, Paul. Back in 2009, Dr. Diane Harper, who helped design and carry out the phase 2 and phase 3 safety and effectiveness studies to get Gardasil approved.
Approved. Now think about this. So she was one of the scientists that worked to get it approved through the FDA so that they could start shooting it into people. Go ahead.
She joins a number of consumer watchdogs, vaccine safety advocates, and parents who question the vaccine's risk versus benefit profile.
Now where are the I'm just curious, where are the pro-vaccine people when the scientist who did the phase 2 and phase 3 research
now,
that
got it
approved?
Now, this is from CBS News.
Yeah, this is CBS News.
This is CBS News.
Where are the pro-vaccine people discrediting her? Well, she was disgruntled because she didn't get the French Krella that she ordered one day at lunch, and so she said she's going to destroy the whole program.
What's
yeah.
a French Krella?
Oh, it's a pastry.
Okay. She says that data available for Gardasil shows that it only lasts for 5 years.
Now, think about
there
this.
There is no data showing that it remains effective beyond 5 years. So if a nine-year-old gets this shot,
right,
it's going to be effective until they're 14.
And that's right when they start having sex.
No, it's not. Some kids don't. Some kids wait till they're 25.
I am not saying a word right now. I'm not going to say a word right
now. Oh, he's
now.
Putting loser up on his forehead.
If you're waiting to 25 to have sex, I'm sorry, but
some people wait till they get married. Okay, anyway, back to this. No, 9-year-old, that is too young.
Yeah.
I think any age is too young.
If it only has a 5-year, okay, if you are a pro-vaccine person, then think about it. The Gardasil is to protect your daughter from getting a cervical virus and protect your son from getting it in his throat. Which, how is he getting it in his throat? Well, because he's probably doing things where he's putting himself in a position to be exposed to it from a woman who has it. So let's be sensible. Let's at least agree that it's sensible not to give this vaccine to somebody until they're getting to that age where they just may start having sex.
Well, another thing I have an issue with, this article comes from February 2009.
Yeah, and they just lowered the age.
They just lowered the age. So in this article, she states, Dr. Harper states, if we vaccinate 11-year-olds, because it was an 11-year-old at the time then, that was the maximum age.
Right. Right. The starting age. Right.
The starting age. I'm sorry. If we vaccinate 11-year-olds and the protection doesn't last, we put them at harm from side effects, small but real, for no benefit. So she's already come out as a whistleblower. She's already made this claim, but yet they reduce the age from 11 to 9.
Yeah.
Figure that one out.
Oh, no. There's nothing to figure out. It's all about the money.
The benefit to public health is nothing. There is no reduction in cervical cancers. They are just postponed unless the protection lasts for at least 15 years.
Ah. So she says here something that I've said a long time ago, that there should be more information given to parents about the safety and side effects of the Gardasil vaccine before they're told that their child needs it.
She also says that enough serious side effects have been reported after Gardasil use that the vaccine could prove riskier than the cervical cancer it purports to prevent.
Now, think about that. Again, so for those out there who are pro-vaccine, this isn't David Avocado Wolf, you know, coming out and saying, hey, vaccines are bad for you, where everybody just jumps all over him like he's some sort of an idiot. This is the researcher who led the phase 2 and phase 3 studies that got it approved who's saying this. Why didn't anyone take her seriously in 2009?
Cervical cancer is usually entirely curable when detected early through normal pap screenings.
Yeah. This is really shocking, because there's a lot of parents out there right now that have children that are 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, and you're going to be told very soon, hey, you should start thinking about getting the Gardasil vaccine for your child.
So they're quoting a doctor in this article who is also, he and his wife are both physicians. They both express similar concerns because one of their teenage daughters became severely ill after her first dose of the Gardasil.
Wait a minute. They are doctors, and their daughter was affected negatively by the Gardasil vaccine. We have to get them on the show, see where things are, because that's an old article. I'd love to find out who they are and get caught up with them.
His daughter went from being a varsity lacrosse player to chronically ill, steroid-dependent patient with autoimmune diseases.
But it's not. But the vaccine didn't do that, because it couldn't be the vaccine. Vaccines are completely safe.
But Merck and the CDC maintain Gardasil is safe and effective.
Yeah, see?
And that adequate warnings are provided, cautioning about soreness at the injection site and risk of fainting after vaccination.
Yeah. This is sad. You know what? This is all well and good when your child isn't the child who ends up under the bus from a vaccine. It's all well and good until that moment.
Just one child is too much.
Of course. But no, in the scheme of the greater good, remember, governments operate under the greater good. If 30 people have to die for the greater good of the population, then 30 people have to die. That's how they look at things. And that's a really, really great way to lead when you're not one of the 30 people.
Okay, remember, this is from 2009. Merck is monitoring the number of deaths reported after Gardasil, at least 32. Merck and the CDC say it's unclear whether the deaths were related to the vaccine, and that just because patients died after the shots doesn't mean the shots were to blame.
Well, I would agree with that. That's true. So what kind of research can be done to determine whether or not they died from the Gardasil vaccine, and who's handling that? What unbiased organization is handling that? Yeah.
But you have to look at the risks.
Our neighbor, they have a young baby, right? So Clay is a little baby. So they wanted to give Clay. Clay isn't even a year old yet, right?
No, he's like 6 months old.
They wanted to give him a Hep C shot.
A hepatitis C?
Yeah. So Sarah said, how do people get Hep C? Well, sharing intravenous drugs or sharing bodily fluids, like through sex and stuff like that. And she looked at the doctor and she says, I don't think there's any chance he's going to be having sex real soon, and we'll make sure that he doesn't become an intravenous drug user. Well, then they passed on the Hep C vaccine. They give him babies Hep C vaccines.
6 months old.
Yeah, I mean, it's shot. Look, I grant it. Vaccines work. The problem isn't the vaccine. The problem is the commercial production of vaccines in multi-use injectable vials. the things that they put in there, the aluminum, the mercury, and all the other stuff, none of that has to do with the actual vaccination process. None of that has to do with the actual hormetic process of building an immune system by exposing it to something. Those are the things that the pharmaceutical industry needs in order to profit from their products.
Okay, so you had 32 Gardasil deaths after the Gardasil vaccine.
Right.
Could you not, okay, if these, all 32 of these women, girls, teenage girls were athletes or could you not like look at their previous
well,
history?
You don't even need to do that. If there was a supplement or a food product right now, right?
That caused 32 deaths.
And we weren't sure if that product was really the one to blame, but it seemed to be a commonality between everybody who died. The federal government would order the company selling that product to stop selling it, and they would immediately have a recall.
Well, that's what they did with that compounding pharmacy,
yes.
The New England compounding
pharmacy.
Well,
that's what they do all the time. I mean, this is – look, you always err on the side of caution when protecting the public, except when erring on the side of caution means you're going to poke somebody in the eye in the pharmaceutical industry. That's the only time the government doesn't jump in and go, okay, look – you guys are probably right. The Gardasil vaccine is not causing this, but we need to know. So let's do this. Stop vaccinating with Gardasil. Get all those vials that are out there back in your doors. And let's see how we can tease this out to make sure Gardasil really isn't involved. Because that's how they'd handle it if it was tainted lettuce, if it was a Chipotle meal, if it was a compounded drug or anything else, that's how they'd handle it. But because it's a vaccine, nope. We're just going to leave it out there, and we'll just keep counting the bodies as they fall. All right, let's take a quick commercial break while Elisa stretches her glutes. We'll be right back.
Extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Michael's naturopathic program feature synergistically complete targeted formulas that utilize the healing power of nature, nourish the specific systems, treat the whole person, and do no harm. They are designed to give results, like Michael's popular Adrenal Extra, known as Energy Support, which is ideal for people with stressful lifestyles. It contains nutrients that support energy processes in the body, complemented with herbs. Michael's naturopathic programs are available at local health food stores or on the web at michaelshealth.com. GLC2000.com.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMAN Radio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. Can we do the show with this music playing in the background? I love this song.
Sure, if you want to.
Welcome back to I'm Don Cornelius, and this is Soul Train.
Remember Soul Train?
Oh, I used to love that. Saturday morning, I used to watch it. It was the best. All right, welcome back. What are we talking about? Oh, one of my favorite things to talk about, fasting, right?
Fasting. So there's a guy who, his name is Dr. Mark Mattson, M-A-T-T-S-O-N.
Mm-hmm.
He's the current chief of the Laboratory of Neurosciences at the National Institute on Aging.
Okay.
He's also a professor of neuroscience at the Johns Hopkins University.
Good university.
And one of the foremost researchers in the area of cellular and molecular mechanisms underlying neurodegenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases.
Okay.
He did a TED Talk. And what he is talking about is the Alzheimer's cure Big Pharma doesn't want you to know about.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's fasting.
Yeah, of course.
He fasts twice a week.
Okay. I bet he has never fasted for 3 days and then literally moved tons of weight in a leg session.
Well, maybe you should message him and ask him. Dietary changes have long been known to have an effect on the brain. Children who suffer from epileptic seizures have fewer of them when placed on caloric restrictions or fasts.
That's not accurate. The only therapeutic diet accepted and approved by the Food and Drug Administration for people who have seizures and epilepsy is the ketogenic diet. High fat, moderate protein, very, very little carbohydrates.
He says it's believed that fasting helps kickstart protective measures that help counteract the overexcited signals that epileptic brains often exhibit.
Mm-hmm.
Some children with epilepsy also benefit from a specific high-fat, low-carb diet.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for saying that, doctor. Thank you.
So anyway, he talks about, you know, pharmaceutical companies want us to keep eating processed foods, acquire disease and illness, and then rely on them for treatments.
Of course. It's called the circle of death. We did a show probably 6 years ago with Howard Vlieger. The companies that own the stockholders and companies that make the stuff that we use to poison our food, the chemicals in our foods, like Bayer, Syngenta. They are in the business of making food from the ground up, okay? And they're in agriculture. They're in in all aspects of processed food. Guess what else they're in? They're in the pharmaceutical side. They sell us the drugs that keep us alive from the harm that the foods that they produce when we eat them. It's called the circle of death.
They don't want anyone to know that fasting could vastly improve and even save lives. They want to keep us all on the hook, waiting for the next pill to come along to save us. They try to bury information and avoid studies.
I agree. I mean, look at this notion that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. The reality is that most diabetic people would be do better to stay fasted for a total of 16 hours before they have their first meal. That would put them into 11 o'clock in the afternoon. And most of them can't do it anyway because they're so metabolically challenged that they'll faint.
Well, that's what I was just getting ready to say. I mean, before I started fasting, I was metabolically challenged, I think,
sure, to a
degree.
And I loved you anyway.
I was to a degree, but now, I mean, like I trained fasted this morning. I fasted for 18 hours, yeah. 19 hours,
yeah.
And I had a really good workout.
And somebody put a really good article up on my wall the other day, the difference between fasting and starvation. Really good.
And what did it say?
Well, you got to read it, but basically the fact that you fast, but then you eat and you eat high quality foods and you do that predictably and over the period of time, it's much different than running out of food and starving. And you know what I mean? When you starve, you're not breaking your fast with good foods, right? You're eating small amounts of food because you can't even get them. It's a totally different signal to the body. Fasting is and that's why I stopped calling it fasting many years ago, because when you start talking about fasting, it's almost like talking about the vegan versus omnivorous diet. It's like you get people that line up on both sides and they want to fight. So you have people who say fasting is the greatest thing in the world. You have other people who say fasting is harmful. It's dangerous. It's like starvation. But the reality is, what I like to call it is a more ancestral meal frequency. And then all of a sudden you go, oh, wait a minute. There's some logic behind this. Yeah, we probably didn't have a refrigerator and we didn't eat first thing in the morning. We had to go find food because there wasn't a lot of storage capable food back then. So.
He mentioned something about our ancestors in this article.
Of course,
I'm just looking for it, but I couldn't find it.
You know, how many of these people that get on TED Talk, when am I going to get a TED Talk? I love to talk. I have no problem with people named Ted. I'm good.
Well, why don't you submit your video?
What would I say? I mean, I joke. Well, I'm not an expert.
You have a lot to say.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, I know.
Just ask our audience.
Just ask anybody. Yeah. All right. Well, maybe I'll have a TED Talk someday.
Okay.
I think that's all I have to talk about.
Are you done? You have nothing else?
Well, I have other things I could talk about, but I don't want to belabor anything. I think we did a good show today. This is a great show. A lot of great information.
So don't forget, Sunday is Valentine's Day, so show your partner some love.
And buy Thrive.
Well, I wasn't going to throw that in there, but since you did.
I am. Buy Thrive Advanced Protein. Go to Thrive at thriveprotein.com, thriveprotein.com. Use the coupon code ThriveLove and save 50% off a jug of Thrive Advanced.
No, really. Do enjoy Valentine's Day. Show your family some love. You should do that every day.
You know, this idea. I do want to close with something. We have 2 minutes. Even better, if you have somebody in your life that you think is wonderful, don't wait to the day after they die to stand in front of a room full of people and tell them how much you cared about that person and how wonderful that person was. Find that person now while they're alive. I want everybody to do this. And tell that person now while they're alive all the things that you would say about them after they're gone. Tell them now. Don't wait until for them to be dead.
Okay? What if it's not positive? What if it's negative?
I don't care. Tell them now. Well, you're not going to get up in front of a room full of strangers and say, let me tell you about my Uncle George. He was a jerk. You're not going to say that.
I know. I was just kidding.
But I always wondered why. I always hear about people writing great eulogies and saying wonderful things about people when they're dead. They don't hear it anymore. They can't hear it. Tell them now while they're alive. Don't wait for them to be dead. Try it. Just try it with one person next week. And you know what? You'll win the lottery. There you go. If you play the lottery after doing that, you'll win the lottery. I told you. There you go. And I'll sell you a smudge stick later, too.
Have a good weekend.
Hey, happy Valentine's Day.
Bye. Bye.
For the best in real world, no nonsense.